What's strange from Joe Biden, yeah, basically everything, but what's really strange about Joe Biden these days is how out of touch he really is. If he's not given a line to regurgitate within a few moments, it gets lost, it gets twisted. If the teleprompter isn't there to save him, he gets lost, he gets confused, and away you go. And while President Trump is working to end the violence in the streets, Joe Biden's campaign manager falsely claiming that Trump hasn't even mentioned George Floyd. Of course he has. Of course he has. And by the way, Floyd Mayweather is going to pay for the funeral expenses for George Floyd. Floyd Mayweather stepping up to pay for all of those expenses. But here's a correction that you see happen on air. Bite number four from Joe Biden's campaign manager. Bite number four. Go.
Does Vice President Biden agree? I know the president had very strong words for the governors today after what we've all been watching over the last few days. Does Joe Biden feel like we need a stronger hand in all of this, and that some of what we've watched was disheartening to see, for example, police officers in Minnesota evacuating their own precinct and driving away in the middle of the night?
Well, you know, Martha, I would argue first that we haven't really heard a consistent message from this president over the last week. He's, you know, hidden behind his Twitter account and sent out really incendiary tweets, essentially inciting violence.
He spoke on Saturday. Today is Monday. He spoke on Saturday and he spoke today. So Saturday there was a speech and today there was a speech. That's Saturday. So Sunday, nothing. Monday, this. So the last week is just inaccurate. That's why I have to point it out.
Well, it's inaccurate, but it's dishonest, but that's probably what the other networks go with. It is incredible to me to watch real-time events occur and then to watch clips from ABC or CBS or NBC and see how they actually cover a story when it's dishonest and misleading, and then to talk to people who are willfully ignorant. It's frightening to me. I spoke to a couple of people in the last few days over the weekend whose worldview is so dominated by anti-Trump rhetoric and mentality that it doesn't matter what's said. They have a view of the world, the facts are irrelevant, and they just barrel forward. It doesn't matter what the facts are. They cannot be convinced otherwise of what's going on in the world around them. They don't believe their own eyes, their own ears. They don't believe their own senses. They'd rather believe the notion that they want to believe in. Damn frightening, to say the least. So one of the threats that you've heard here over the last couple of days from the rioters, and that's what they are, the rioters, the looters, those that are ganging together to destroy American cities as much as possible. One of the things you keep hearing is a call to arms to go into the suburbs. Well, in Polk County, Florida, the sheriff there has heard the same warnings. He's heard the same threats, and he said, well, if you come to Polk County, Florida, be prepared. We shoot back. So if you want to try that, it might not be very well advised. I want to go to bite number five with the Polk County Sheriff. He said you need to consider who and what you will encounter if you come to my county and try to burn things down. Bite number five.
We have received information on social media that some of the criminals were going to take their criminal conduct into the neighborhoods. I would tell them if you value your life, you probably shouldn't do that in Polk County, because the people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns, and they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns. So leave the community alone.
I highly recommend you blow them back out of their homes with their guns. There's a sheriff that understands the message of the Second Amendment, which is you are allowed to defend yourself, your home, your family, and your community. Very simple. The lawlessness that is going on in the cities of this country dominated by Democrat mayors and Democrat governors will not be embraced in the suburbs, will not be embraced in other places in this country. If that kind of violence spills out into the suburbs or into the countryside, it will not be met with plastic handcuffs. It will not be met with tear gas and rubber bullets. That's the message. people won't tolerate it. And if you missed the headlines, a few of them, America's more well-armed today than it has ever been. More people are prepared to deal with such things than they have ever been. They're not going to go looking for trouble. It's not what they do. But if trouble comes to them, they will respond, and they will defend themselves. Now, having said that, it's time for America to bring this rioting and this looting to an end. It's time for the trial of those that were involved in the death of George Floyd to proceed. It's time for the officer to stand trial for what he did and explain why he thought it was appropriate, under any circumstance, to put his knee in the throat of a man from the back for minutes on end when the man was desperately trying to get help. Why did he turn away EMTs when they were there saying, we need to check his vital signs, and he said no? Of course, he was unresponsive. They tried to bring him back, but he was already dead by the time they left the scene. They tried to shock his heart back into rhythm. Didn't happen. Tried CPR on the ambulance on the way to the hospital. Didn't happen. Police brutality does happen on occasion. But for the vast majority of police officers in this country, they are professional. They would have never conducted themselves in that way. But it also has led to a shortage of police officers in this country. Who on earth would want to be a police officer in America? In St. Louis, where four of them were shot last night. Or in Vegas or in Virginia, where other police officers were shot at last night, trying to do their job, trying to keep communities safe from violence and lawbreakers and lawlessness. Why would anybody want to do that job? And then what's going to happen to the crowd that demands more government all the time and at the same time says they hate police officers? Newsflash, police officers are more government. I know it's a tough concept for some people. 25 after, you're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Cooper Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.